Congrats on the new coaching gig over at Medicine Valley High School. You have been a Raider for years and years, going back to your high school days, and now today you love the program, and I guess have you always kind of wanted to be a head coach?
You know, honestly, I really have never thought I would be a head coach. Obviously, I've loved the sport of wrestling, and I was excited to get the opportunity to, but no, absolutely. I've never thought in a million years that I would get to be a head coach anywhere, let alone my old high school.
Exactly. Now, you back in the days, you folks who really followed high school wrestling around here, you had some phenomenal high school days just a few years ago. That wasn't that long. That wasn't really that long ago, was it?
Well, I've been out of high school for about 11 years already, so it's crazy. Time's flying.
It is, no question about it. So what have you been – I take it you're still following the program. You're right there. I take in the Curtis area, and you say, hey, I want to lead this back to where we were maybe back when your days, and the numbers, getting the numbers up a little bit more too, aren't you?
Yep. So I've been the assistant coach for the last couple of years here. We, like you said, we've been pretty low on numbers. The little kid program, it was gone for quite a while there, and we got a little kids program that's good. It's got a lot of numbers, and the guys that are running that are doing a great job getting kids interested in the sport of wrestling, and I hope that continues up to the junior high and even the high school level.
That's the big key, Quentin. It's got to be those younger kids, getting them involved to peewee wrestling. And they get the chance to get tournaments and get their parents involved, and that spreads into junior high and high school. But that's where it starts, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's got to start with the kids, and it's got to be fun. And if you can keep it fun, then hopefully they, continue to do it in high school.
Do you feel like is next year going to be a good year for numbers, or is it going to be maybe a year or two to get the numbers up to where you want to see them?
I still think it's going to be a couple years. I had a meeting about a week and a half ago, and we got four boys that came to the meeting. I know we're still a little ways from wrestling season, but, yeah, we had two freshmen, a junior, and a sophomore show up to the meeting. So got a couple kids, I told them that they could be part of something special. The kids, if we work hard and continue to wrestle, I know these kids know how to wrestle, and if they can wrestle tough and show these kids that, this is what we're going to do in the future, that hopefully these kids will want to come out for wrestling.
And, of course, summer months are important, too. You've got some camps and different things they can go to work on their skills in the summertime, don't they?
Yes, absolutely. We got some camps, lined up, and hopefully, I can line up a bunch of stuff, but we got to get the kids to go, and I hope we can get them to go do that, because champions are made in the off season. We can't just get good during the season. So we got to work hard in the summer to achieve those goals that we want to achieve.
So with you moving to head coach now, do you have an assistant coach, or is that up in the air still?
No, I do have an assistant coach. His name's Rance, and actually one of his kids will be a freshman next year, so that's pretty exciting. But, yeah, he's a young guy, and he's not from this area. But he knows what he's talking about, and he's excited, and he wants as bad as I do. He wants to see this program succeed, and that's what we're going to work on reaching.
Well, it's a great area for high school wrestling, Quentin. As you know, over the years, the RPAC Conference is just tougher than nails. We got some good teams, did very well year in and year out at district tournaments, making to a state tournament, contending for state medals. That hasn't changed in your years since you were in high school, has it?
No, it has not. No, and I actually think it keeps getting tougher. They keep adding some of these teams into RPAC, and it makes it tougher, which is way more fun when you can add these tough teams and you can see them during the regular season rather than, having to wait to state to see those Eastern guys. It's these Western guys are starting to get tougher and tougher each year, and it's exciting that it's in our area.